You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Welcome, world. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Got me, Will, Wally, and of course Ray is out this week.
You know what? You guys got a Martin Gina thing going on right now, man.
We don't, man.
It is, man. Y'all do, man. It's like,
that's my homie, but I just know. Call it a spade a spade.
I'm just saying. No, what I mean not Martin. Yeah, Martin and Gina. Like when you didn't have them here at the same time when they was going through that beef.
We not beefing. You know, it's just Ray just being light skinned. That's all it is.
Yeah, light skinned folks. You do know. I know about them light skinned folks. You're right.
Yeah,
all, you know, yeah, light skinned folks in general. Light skinned chicks are kind of wild too. But anyway, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins possibly trading for Arizona Cardinals quarterback Josh Rosen. Also, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join the show. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, reports are out that Redskins have talked to the Arizona Cardinals about the availability of quarterback Josh Rosen. Should the Skins make a play for Rosen, and what should they give up to make that deal?
I mean, it sounds like a Skins thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take another team's retread or another team's hand-me-downs, mm-hmm. and rather than picking something, developing, cultivating it, developing it into your own vision, taking someone else's, it sounds like the Skins thing to do. But having said that,
mm-hmm.
I would not give up my first round pick for Josh Rosen. I know Josh Rosen was, what, the 10th overall pick last year?
10th overall.
Washington has the 15th or 13th pick this
15th.
Year? 15th. 15th pick.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy who didn't light it up, didn't look great last year. To me, you know, I wouldn't give up a first round for him.
Yeah.
You know, maybe two twos.
That's a lot. I think that's a lot too.
I even think that's a lot, but
yeah.
You know, to me, Josh Rosen would be along the pedigree of the type of quarterback that Jay Gruden likes. You
mm-hmm.
know, Andy Dalton, Alex Smith, Colt McCoy.
He's better than that. He's a cannon. For Josh Rosen, those guys don't have an arm. Josh Rosen has an arm.
Josh Rosen has a cannon.
Yo, yeah, he does. He's, you know, he's under, what's the name of that Trent Dilfer camp? The 11, the Elite 11 or something like that. Yeah, he's got an arm. He's always had an arm. Don't forget, he started as a true freshman.
Yeah, I get it.
He's been highly touted.
He's been highly touted, but he hasn't delivered.
Yeah. The Arizona Cardinals situation is kind of, you know, dicey. They had no O-line. Larry Fitzgerald was always solid. I'm not going to put on anything with Larry Fitzgerald. But
Larry Fitzgerald, if he's your number one receiver
at
this point
in time, it's harder, right?
Yeah, if he's your only receiver,
there's no, and you know, Christian Kirk, you know, the young rookie last year who was explosive, but he's still a rookie wide receiver. You're relying on a rookie wide receiver to create all the big plays. That's a lot for a rookie quarterback. Again, you know, I've always mentioned, you know, a lot of people are down on a rookie's first year, and like, you know, he had a bad first year, but 11 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, he threw for about 2,200 yards. But when you look at other quarterbacks who've had bad rookie seasons, like the great Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions, right?
See, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
You saw with greatness.
More, yeah, but with
you
more.
You saw greatness in Peyton Manning.
Agreed. No, I agree. With more talent.
Throughout college.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Peyton Manning
so,
in college.
Yeah,
in college.
You saw greatness within Peyton Manning in college.
Yeah.
Josh Rosen, I haven't seen greatness.
Did you see greatness from Jared Goff his first year?
No, I think we all can attribute that to one thing. Jeff Fisher was the coach.
Because you can say that about Wilkes. Because Wilkes had that Arizona Cardinal team wasn't as bad as they were the year before. You can say that about Wilkes.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's hard to judge a player off one season in the NFL. You know what I mean? Just off one season, especially quarterbacks.
That's fair. That's fair. But when a guy was this highly touted, right? Yeah. I'm not going to say I have a problem, but I'm apprehensive of a guy who was this highly touted, mm-hmm. right, throughout his high school and college
Josh
career.
Being
Josh Rosen, who I'm talking to. And his play does not reach that height.
Again, it's hard, though.
It's hard.
When you're on a bad team. It's hard. I mean, it's not like if when you have, like, for instance, we can mention, like you mentioned, like Jared Goff. Everyone, you're right, with Jeff Fisher, which is not, you're like, we see that Jeff Fisher now.
One of the worst coaches.
Yeah, but we see it now, but when it was going on, people wrote him off already. They were like, he was a bust, he's done.
I didn't.
I'm just telling you.
I knew Jeff Fisher. I knew it was a Jeff Fisher issue.
I'm just telling you, this is the overall consensus. Like, he was done. 0-7 as a starter. Five touchdowns, seven picks. He threw for like, he barely threw. I'm trying to think of our average yards per pass is pretty bad. Like, you didn't see anything of greatness. Like, you didn't see what you're seeing now, right? Now we're looking at him and saying, wow, he has an opportunity to be better than Carson Wentz. Because at the time, when that draft class, that season, folks were like, oh my God, the Rams made the wrong decision. Goff was the first pick overall. You didn't get Wentz. Now, you're saying to yourself, maybe the Rams made the right decision. So you never know within a year. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Extremely fair. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. He didn't live up to the expectations with Steve Wilkes.
Yeah.
And now he has a coach who hasn't been successful as a head coach. Has no NFL experience.
You're talking about Kingsbury. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Kingsbury, excuse me.
Yeah. So what do we think?
Kingsbury? You're right. Sorry.
Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Do we really think he's going to come around and turn the fortunes of Josh Rosen?
No. One, he's enamored with Tyler Murray. Kyler Murray. He's enamored with Kyler Murray. So it doesn't even. Like he, that's why this whole Josh Rosen thing is even him for him being traded because he's enamored with Kyler Murray. I'm with you though. At the same time, I'm not giving up. If I'm the Skins, I'm not giving up a first round pick. You keep that 15. I don't think Josh Rosen for all the points you've made isn't worth the first round pick at all. But what I will say this though, I wouldn't give him two. I wouldn't even give him two second round picks. What I would do is, I would probably give him one second. If I could give him a second this season, and I would try not to. I'd give him a second this season, and give him a third round next season.
That was my rebuttal. Mm-hmm. I was going to say I would give him a second, mm-hmm. and then possibly next season a pick that, depending on performance, mm-hmm. can. Would start at a four, but can work his way up to possibly a two.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, because I draft picks are valuable. Like they're valuable.
Draft picks, like much like cap space, are overrated if you don't have the proper infrastructure
agreed.
In place.
Agreed.
And I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Just looking at this team, this administration's draft record. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't necessarily think you would
good,
say.
Right? It's been good of late.
It's been decent.
It's been good. I mean, if you look at...
Who's the last guy that we could think of over the past, 4 years, that was either undrafted or a late round pick?
Oh, you mean like that type of player? Okay, yeah,
that you found...
Okay.
That your administration found, or this personnel department found, and was a diamond in the rough. You cultivated that talent, and now he's a top level contributor to your team.
Yeah, well, Ioannidis has been pretty good. Matt Ioannidis has been pretty good.
Give you that.
Matt Ioannidis. I think last season's draft, it's early, but I like Tim Settles. I've already said that. I like Tim Settles. We'll see what Sean Deion Hamilton is going to do. And also the kid, Trey Quinn, who's going to probably replace Jameson Crowder. Jay likes him a lot. But I think it's too early again to see what that class is going to do. But that's probably the best class under the Doug Williams, Kyle Smith type of, setup that this team has. I like those players. But you mentioned a good point in terms of grooming them to be like an Antonio Brown. Edwardsman was groomed for the Steelers, and how he became like the best one of the best wide receivers in the game. the Skins don't have that type of track record in the
past. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They just don't. This isn't a team that that's produced that type of talent.
Yeah. No, I that's a good point. So I presented the same question on our Facebook page. Our man George posted that he would rather get a quarterback in 2020 or 2021. That's I know he's speaking of Tua and Lawrence from Clemson.
But that's the thing, though. If you're this coaching staff, you're this personnel department, 2020 isn't promised to you.
I know. It ain't promised to you.
I mean, the only person that you could that has a high probability of returning is the team president.
Exactly.
That's the only guy who has a high probability that we're pretty sure nothing would happen to.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Allen, you know?
Yeah. So,
but everyone else is, you know,
playing for the year. They're playing for this year, not playing for the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think possibly Doug Williams would be safe.
I think Doug is safe.
I think Doug
is probably more safe, to be honest with you. I think Doug is more safe than Allen. I think Doug's more safe than Allen.
I don't think Allen leaves until
the stadium situation.
I can see that. If you notice, well, I take the Metro every day.
Yeah, yeah.
They're starting to bust up the concrete of RFK, the old parking lot.
Oh, they are? They're working on that?
Yeah, so they're busting up the concrete of RFK. So who knows what's to come over the, you know, these next 9 months. Maybe there's an announcement made.
I hope so. You know, I would love them to play in that scene. But at Troy Perry posted that a second and third round in different drafts is the move to go. Like Will T mentioned, spread it out. I feel like if you spread it out, you have a better opportunity for the long run to have a decent – I mean, you're better off in the long run to have a decent team. You spread them out. Spread it out. Don't trade everybody in one draft. We'll continue this discussion with our man, Lex Diamonds, after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host is basically me, Wally. Will T stepped out. Ray Gigi's out. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, what's going on, man? Still trying to recover from last weekend in the Queen City.
I'm talking about Lex. Lex doing big things. CIAA. He's out there hanging out, promoting. You know how Lex do it. Lex is big. You big time, Lex. I'm just trying to be like
you. Nah, man. Not yet.
All right, Lex, I know I talked to you. I text you a little bit about, you know, this whole Josh Rosen thing. Are you vibing the rumors that the Skins are interested in Josh Rosen?
I hope they're interested. I mean, with the current state of the Skins, you know, with the injury to Alex Smith, with the fact that there's, you know, he's out for the whole year.
Possibly.
And we don't have a quarterback of the future. We don't have a quarterback other than a few backup guys. I hope Josh Rosen is in the conversation. I hope this is true news.
Look, man, hey, we got Colt McCoy. We got Colt McCoy.
What does that mean?
Hey, man, you know what?
We've had Colt McCoy for 5 or 6 years, man. What does that mean?
I'm just saying, Skins fans will tell you that we got Colt McCoy. Let him rock. You know, when Alex went out last year, it was Colt's time. Like, he was going to lead us to the promised land. You would think he was Moses.
Yeah, then he got hurt.
A
week later.
Exactly. I'm just saying. I mean, a lot of folks, they vibe Colt. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. They vibe him a lot. So what do you think the Skins should give up to get a Josh Rosen?
I would give up next year's number one pick, maybe.
Ooh, next year's number one. You would give up a number one to get Josh Rosen?
I would give up next year's number one. Maybe a number two.
Okay. I'll give up a number two.
This year.
and a number three next year.
Maybe a three next year. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't give up this year's number one.
No, not at all. Not at all. This team needs help. Not at all.
Because we need help up front on that offensive line. We need linebackers. I know you saw those guys running 4-2 speed.
Oh, I did.
Like, the linemen running 4-2.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. But you know what?
We need one of those guys.
But this is my thing about the combine. This is my thing. Like, I need, for the combine, I need you to match. I need your combine freak numbers needs to match your on the field play on Saturdays. Like, that's what it is to me. Like, if it doesn't match, then I'm scared to draft you. Unless you're a project to me, and that's like the later rounds. But I can't draft you off of because you run a 4-2. But in college, you was only putting up 300 yards as a wide receiver. You know what I mean? Or you ran a 4-4 or 4-5 as a defensive lineman, but you only produced like 3 sacks the whole season. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You got to match it. You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen it. We've seen it on any team. You know what I mean? Not even on the Skins, on any team. Dudes who kill the combine, but on the field, you know, when they get to the NFL level, you know, they ain't nothing. Like, I know the kid from West Virginia. Like, his name was it White? He went to Chicago. He got drafted by the Bears. He had a crazy combine and didn't produce nothing as a wide receiver for the Chicago Bears.
Well, you know, just like people study for SATs,
yeah,
and study for the PSATs and the ACT and all of that, these guys are studying for the combine.
Yes, training for
their trainers.
Yeah,
they're going over the drills with their trainers. And they're timing themselves, so they're already coming into the combine with a head start. And that is, I agree with you. I want to see your tape.
Yeah,
I want to see
exactly
what you did in those 10, 11 games during the regular season. Yeah. I want to see that you quit on your team.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if you pursued to the ball on every possession. I want to see if you ran your route effectively. You know what I mean?
I agree. That's
the stuff I want to be, intangibles that combine does not tell you. And hopefully Washington's scouting team is not getting caught up in the hype at the combine.
Yeah, I hope
so. And
they're
really paying attention to that film.
Yeah, I'm with you, because I'll use a prime example of a guy that matched his combine freak skills. Jadeveon Clowney. Like, Clowney was a beast on the field. You saw it on the field. In terms of production, barring some injuries, but production. But then when you saw his combine, it matched what you saw. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the Skins need to look at. You know what I mean? So to your point about don't trade this pick for the number one pick for Josh Rosen. If you see a guy in the draft that had a good combine and was awesome on Saturdays, then that's the type of guy you draft. Because I feel like, when you draft that type of guy, 9 times out of 10, just from me watching football over my years, that type of player tends to produce in the NFL level.
Absolutely. And, you know, for Washington, I think at this point, you know, they need players.
Yes, they need players.
It would be great to get a quarterback. Now, the Josh Rosen thing is a big deal, because Josh said he was the best quarterback in the draft last year. That's what Josh said.
Yeah, I love Josh Rosen. I love his swag.
A confident guy to be your quarterback. And if Arizona is so confident in this Murray kid from Oklahoma, and they're willing to just give up on Josh after one season, if I'm the Redskins, I'm trying to figure out how I can make this trade happen before they come to their senses. Because that would be the coup of the year if Washington is able to get him. And then there's a rumor of Antonio Brown circling.
If they can get Rosen
and Antonio Brown, I think that would be a great overhaul for Washington.
I'm going to stop that for you right now. They ain't getting AB. They don't got the money to get AB. They can try to look all they want. They don't got the money to get AB. Like, that's on a whole different level. Like, they're struggling to get a quality quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, a quality quarterback just to replace McCoy as a starter. If they, you know, they can't even sign a quarterback like that. So what do you think AB going to be worth? Like, AB is on a whole different level. You know what I mean? Like I said before, yeah, the teams like the Skins, like, and we always we talk about this, Lex. Like, this team needs help, right? The Skins team. As much as vicious AB is as a receiver, right? If you put all that money into AB, you can't help other positions on the field for this team. Like, they can't. Like, they need help. So they need to get, like, sign a player. And I mentioned, I'm gonna keep saying this, and everybody's gonna keep thinking that, like, I work for the dude, but I don't. Like, get a DeSean Jackson. It's cheaper. He's explosive. He does what you want an AB to do. Not in terms of being as electric as AB, in terms of being a pass catcher, a guy who's versatile in everything he can do. But in terms of what DeSean can do, DeSean gives you a double team automatic, and that makes life easier for Jordan Reed and even the secret weapon that we make fun of. Like, that's what DeSean does. He makes them other dudes look better. Like, DeSean makes them other dudes look better. So now,
Wait a minute. You're saying the secret weapon is still on the roster?
The secret weapon's still on the roster, my man. You know he is. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the secret weapon's still on the roster. I'm not saying no names, even though, you know, I'm a fan of the secret weapon. But I know, like, I keep it a buck. I keep it 100. And the secret weapon is about being a bust right now. And unless he motivates himself, he's about being a bust right now. And all I'm saying is that the secret weapon could look a lot better. If you put in that number 11 back on the team, if you know what I'm saying, I'm starting this hashtag DJax back to DC. You know what I mean? I'm starting this hashtag on Twitter. If they can make that happen, the secret weapon can look better. And then you can be a fan of the secret weapon too.
Well, listen, if you're trying to bring retread back to DC, then we might as well just go ahead and continue the retread reunion and bring in RG3.
Hey, did I say I wouldn't do that? Did I say I wouldn't?
I mean, you're going to bring Sean,
look.
You might as well bring Pierre back, and you might as well bring RG3 back.
Look, the only issue about Bobby, right? The only issue with Bobby is that the coach they got right now, he ain't vibing Bobby, but he does vibe D-Jax and Pierre. That's the only difference. You know what I'm saying? And hey, why not? And that's a good point. Why not bring both back? They both ain't gonna be expensive. Why not bring both back?
Yeah, I mean, one thing about Pierre Garçon, you can't take away from him. He was a professional, and he would block down the field.
Yeah.
And he's probably one of the best blocking wide receivers in the league.
Yeah. I'm with you. You ain't going to hear me argue that point. Why not have, like, why not? And could you imagine having a Pierre block for an Adrian Peterson if they decide to re-sign him, which they're talking about, and you have a Josh Rosen on the roster. Now the deep ball is in play because Josh Rosen has an arm. You got DeSean Jackson going deep, and it's hard to overthrow a DeSean Jackson. I'm with you, Lex. If he's really in play, like if Josh Rosen is really in play, the Skins got to do whatever it takes to bring him to DC. Because again, with how hard they hit with the salary cap in terms of not being able to bring in a quality quarterback, why not? And again, I'm going to say this, Josh Rosen to me in this draft is the best quarterback. If he was in this draft, he'd be the best quarterback in this draft. And I thought Josh Rosen was the best. I thought Josh Rosen, I mean, Baker was awesome, but I thought Josh Rosen was the best quarterback in last year's draft. I could admit when I'm wrong because Baker was amazing. But you put Josh Rosen on the Arizona Cardinals team, which had no talent other than Larry Fitzgerald and a rookie in terms of Chris Kirk and out from the outside. You didn't give Josh Rosen but so much to work with. I mean, David Johnson was coming back off an injury, so you didn't get to see the real David Johnson. So like you didn't give Josh Rosen a team to be very successful with, and Josh Rosen had a horrible offensive line too at the same time. So you didn't see Josh Rosen at his best because he didn't have people around him to help him out. And he's a rookie. He's not Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, you acting like he's Peyton Manning and Brady. You can't ask a rookie to carry a whole franchise off the bat.
That's true.
You know, so.
And, you know, he was projected to be one of the top three picks.
Yeah.
In the draft.
Exactly.
He kind of slipped.
Mm-hmm. To 10.
It shocked a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Slipping in the draft. But, yeah, man, if Washington is capable of pulling that off, that would definitely be a huge bright spot for this offseason. And for the fans, I think it would definitely would give us a boost,
mm-hmm.
A jolt of energy, and make them believe that Washington really have hope going in the next season.
Agreed. You're listening to the you are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. So it's, you know, Jay is a quarterback guru. Is Josh Rosen the right dude for Jay?
I think right now he's the best option that we have available.
Got you. Okay.
From a long term perspective, that is affordable.
Got you.
Now, of course, Teddy Bridgewater would make the most sense, mm-hmm. in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
Because I think he's the best available quarterback. And then you have to go Tyrod Taylor, who's also out there, and we mentioned McCarron, yeah. I think, a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, we sure did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think those are the most, the quarterbacks that can help us the most. Outside of that, when you're looking at an economic standpoint, yes, Josh makes a lot of sense. And if Arizona is willing to unload this kid, I think we've got to figure out a way to get this kid on our roster.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. So before I let you go, Lex, how can folks catch you on the social media tip?
Always Lex Diamonds without the A on Twitter and IG. Right now we're doing promo campaign for Transfall Center, the R&B singer, headed to Tampa, Florida this weekend, and Orlando to promo, and he's going to hit some radio stations and also perform a few places. So look out for him. Music is on all digital platforms. So check Transfall Center Music out. Good chance.
Man, Lex, you know I appreciate you. Thanks for being on, man. We're going to have you on next week, as always, my man.
And then hopefully next week we'll have a number 3 rocking the Redskin jersey.
Oh, man.
And we'll have a lot to talk about.
That'd be amazing. I would love that. I would love for that to happen. All right. Thanks, my man.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Again, that is my man, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Lex has big things popping. That's my dude. That's my dude, Lex. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Up the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all. I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough. It's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink. This my day. Lucky you, hope you too. Woo! Y'all gotta move. Y'all gotta move. I gotta move, give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe? How about a shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move, give me the juice. Back on my bullshit, my back to the wall, turn my back on you all and you finish. Back to these bullets, it's back to the job, put my man out and all of you running. Back on my hood, it's back to the pushing, these tacks and I'm actually pumping. Can't fuck with you rappers, you practically sucking.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm your host, Wally. Rand will tear out. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. I'm an iPhone dude, so I'm an Apple dude. So if you got a Droid, yeah, subscribe to us on Google Play. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message on the show if you decide to leave a voice message. The theme is the Skins' interest in Josh Rosen. We got this off of the Facebook group Washington Redskins fans. You know, I participate in this group, and I told folks, you know, send me some comments and I will read them on the show for our segment, Real Talk with Urban Sports Scene. That's Real Talk with Urban Sports Scene. Jim Lazari posted, if they can get him for a second or so, get him. Yeah, I agree. If they can get him for a second rounder, definitely. I'm not trying to give a first round pick to get Josh Rosen. Mike Quails said, you would be dumb as hell if you go get Rosen. Mike, I disagree. Josh Rosen can ball, bruh. He can ball. Who would you want? Colt McCoy as your quarterback? Go for it. Go for Josh Rosen. George Babari posted, go get him. If he was in this year's draft, he would be the pick. I like that. He cursed. He would be the pick. Hey, George, I'm with you. Get him. They got to get him by all means necessary. I mean, he's the guy. He's the dude. You got to get him, man. You got to get Josh Rosen. Appreciate the comments on Facebook. Again, I want to see some calls, though, bro. 301-799-5407. Make sure you call, but I'm cool with the feedback. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca. Lead us out, big homie.